Chapter 16. Samson is deluded by Delilah and falls into the hands of the Philistines. His death. He went also into Gaza, and saw there a woman, a harlot, and went in unto her. And when the Philistines had heard this, and it was noised about among them that Samson was come into the city, they surrounded him, setting guards at the gate of the city, and watching there all the night in silence, that in the morning they might kill him as he went out. But Samson slept till midnight, and then rising, he took both the doors of the gate, with the posts thereof, and the bolt, and laying them on his shoulders, carried them up to the top of the hill, which looketh towards Hebron. After this he loved a woman who dwelt in the valley of Sorek, and she was called Delilah. And the princes of the Philistines came to her and said, Deceive him, and learn of him wherein his great strength lieth, and how we may be able to overcome him, to bind and afflict him, which, if thou shalt do, we will give thee every one of us 1,100 pieces of silver. And Delilah said to Samson, Tell me, I beseech thee, wherein thy greatest strength lieth, and what it is wherewith, if thou wert bound, thou couldst not break loose. And Samson answered her, If I shall be bound with 7 cords made of sinews, not yet dry, but still moist, I shall be weak like other men. And the princes of the Philistines brought unto her 7 cords, such as he spoke of, with which she bound him. Men lying privately in wait with her, and in the chamber expecting the event of the thing, and she cried out to him, The Philistines are upon thee, Samson. And he broke the bands as a man would break a thread of tow twined with spittle, when it smelleth the fire, so it was not known wherein his strength lay. And Delilah said to him, Behold, thou hast mocked me, and hast told me a false thing, but now at least tell me wherewith thou mayest be bound. And he answered her, If I shall be bound with new ropes that were never in work, I shall be weak and like other men. Delilah bound him again with these, and cried out, The Philistines are upon thee, Samson, there being an ambush prepared for him in the chamber. But he broke the bands like threads of webs. And Delilah said to him again, How long dost thou deceive me and tell me lies? Show me wherewith thou mayest be bound. And Samson answered her, If thou plaitest the 7 locks of my head with a lace, and tying them round about a nail, fastenest it in the ground, I shall be weak. And when Delilah had done this, she said to him, The Philistines are upon thee, Samson. And awaking out of his sleep, he drew out the nail with the hairs and the lace. And Delilah said to him, How dost thou say thou lovest me, when thy mind is not with me? Thou hast told me lies these 3 times, and wouldst not tell me wherein thy great strength lieth. And when she pressed him much, and continually hung upon him for many days, giving him no time to rest, his soul fainted away, and was wearied even until death. Then opening the truth of the thing, he said to her, The razor hath never come upon my head, for I am a Nazarite, that is to say, consecrated to God from my mother's womb. If my head be shaven, my strength shall depart from me, and I shall become weak, and shall be like other men. Then seeing that he had discovered to her all his mind, she sent to the princes of the Philistines, saying, Come up this once more, for now he hath opened his heart to me. And they went up, taking with them the money which they had promised. But she made him sleep upon her knees, and lay his head in her bosom. And she called a barber, and shaved his 7 locks, and began to drive him away, and thrust him from her. For immediately his strength departed from him. And she said, The Philistines are upon thee, Samson. And awaking from sleep, he said in his mind, I will go out as I did before, and shake myself, not knowing that the Lord was departed from him. Then the Philistines seized upon him, and forthwith pulled out his eyes, and led him bound in chains to Gaza, and shutting him up in prison, made him grind. And now his hair began to grow again. And the princes of the Philistines assembled together to offer great sacrifices to Dagon their god, and to make merry, saying, Our God hath delivered our enemy Samson into our hands. And the people also, seeing this, praised their god, and said the same, Our God hath delivered our adversary into our hands, him that destroyed our country and killed very many. And rejoicing in their feasts, when they had now taken their good cheer, they commanded that Samson should be called and should play before them. And being brought out of prison, he played before them, And they made him stand between two pillars. And he said to the lad that guided his steps, Suffer me to touch the pillars which support the whole house, and let me lean upon them, and rest a little. Now the house was full of men and women, and all the princes of the Philistines were there. Moreover, about 3,000 persons of both sexes from the roof and the higher part of the house were beholding Samson's play. But he called upon the Lord, saying, O Lord God, remember me, and restore to me now my former strength. O my God, that I may revenge myself on my enemies, and for the loss of my two eyes I may take one revenge. And laying hold on both the pillars on which the house rested, and holding the one with his right hand and the other with his left, he said, Let me die with the Philistines. And when he had strongly shook the pillars, the house fell upon all the princes and the rest of the multitude that was there, and he killed many more at his death than he had killed before in his life. And his brethren and all his kindred, going down, took his body and buried it between Sarah and Esthaol, in the burying place of his father Manoah, and he judged Israel 20 years. Chapter 17. The History of the Idol of Micus and the Young Levite. There was at that time a man of Mount Ephraim, whose name was Micus, who said to his mother, The 1,100 pieces of silver which thou hadst put aside for thyself, and concerning which thou didst swear in my hearing, behold, I have, and they are with me. And she said to him, Blessed be my son by the Lord. So he restored them to his mother, who said to him, I have consecrated and vowed this silver to the Lord, that my son may receive it at my hand, and make a graven and a molten god. So now I deliver it to thee. And he restored them to his mother, and she took 200 pieces of silver, and gave them to the silversmith, to make of them a graven and a molten god, which was in the house of Micus. And he separated also therein a little temple for the god, and made an ephod, and theraphim, that is to say, a priestly garment, and idols. And he filled the hands of one of his sons, and he became his priest. In those days there was no king in Israel, but every one did that which seemed right to himself. There was also another young man of Bethlehem, Judah, of the kindred thereof, and he was a Levite, and dwelt there. Now he went out from the city of Bethlehem, and desired to sojourn wheresoever he should find it convenient for him. And when he was come to Mount Ephraim, as he was on his journey, and had turned aside a little into the house of Micus, he was asked by him whence he came, and he answered, I am a Levite of Bethlehem, Judah, and I am going to dwell where I can, and where I shall find a place to my advantage. And Micah said, Stay with me, and be unto me a father and a priest, and I will give thee every year 10 pieces of silver, and a double suit of apparel, and thy victuals. He was content, and abode with the man, and was unto him as one of his sons. And Micah filled his hand, and had the young man with him for his priest, saying, Now I know God will do me good, since I have a priest of the race of the Levites. Chapter 18. The Expedition of the Men of Dan against Laius. In their way they robbed Micus of his priest and his gods. In those days there was no king in Israel, and the tribe of Dan sought them an inheritance to dwell in, for unto that day they had not received their lot among the other tribes. So the children of Dan sent 5 most valiant men of their stock and family from Sarah and Esthaol to spy out the land, and to view it diligently. And they said to them, Go and view the land. They went on their way, and when they came to Mount Ephraim, they went into the house of Micus and rested there. And knowing the voice of the young man, the Levite, and lodging with him, they said to him, Who brought thee hither? What dost thou here? Why wouldst thou come hither? He answered them, Micus hath done such and such things for me, and hath hired me to be his priest. Then they desired him to consult the Lord, that they might know whether their journey should be prosperous, and the thing should have effect. He answered them, Go in peace. The Lord looketh on your way, and the journey that you go. So the 5 men going on came to Laius, and they saw how the people dwelt therein without any fear, according to the custom of the Sidonians, secure and easy, having no man at all to oppose them, being very rich, and living separated at a distance from Sidon and from all men. And they returned to their brethren in Sarai, and Esthal, who asked them what they had done, to whom they answered, Arise, and let us go up to them, for we have seen the land which is exceeding rich and fruitful. Neglect not, lose no time, let us go and possess it. There will be no difficulty. We shall come to a people that is secure, into a spacious country, and the Lord will deliver the place to us, in which there is no want of anything that groweth on the earth. There went therefore of the kindred of Dan to it from Sarai and Esthal 600 men, furnished with arms for war. And going up, they lodged in Kiriathaim of Judah, which place from that time is called the Camp of Dan, and is behind Kiriathaim. From thence they passed into Mount Ephraim. And when they were come to the house of Micus, the five men that before had been sent to view the land of Laius said to the rest of their brethren, You know that in these houses there is an ephod, and theraphim, and a graven, and a molten god. See what you are pleased to do. And when they had turned a little aside, they went into the house of the young man, the Levite, who was in the house of Micus, and they saluted him with words of peace. And the 600 men stood before the door, appointed with their arms. But they that were gone into the house of the young man went about to take away the graven god, and the ephod, and the theraphim, and the molten god. And the priest stood before the door, the 600 valiant men waiting not far off. So they that were gone in took away the graven thing, the ephod, and the idols, and the molten god. And the priest said to them, What are you doing? And they said to him, Hold thy peace, and put thy finger on thy mouth, and come with us, that we may have thee for a father and a priest. Whether is better for thee to be a priest in the house of one man, or in a tribe and family in Israel? When he had heard this, he agreed to their words, and took the ephod, and the idols, and the graven god, and departed with them. And when they were going forward, and had put before them the children and the cattle and all that was valuable, and were now at a distance from the house of Micus, the men that dwelt in the houses of Micus, gathering together, followed them, and began to shout out after them. They looked back and said to Micus, What aileth thee? Why dost thou cry? And he answered, You have taken away my gods which I have made me and the priest, and all that I have, and do you say, What aileth thee? And the children of Dan said to him, See thou say no more to us, lest men enraged come upon thee, and thou perish with all thy house. And so they went on the journey they had begun. But Micus, seeing that they were stronger than he, returned to his house. And the 600 men took the priest, and the things we spoke of before, and came to Laius, to a people that was quiet and secure, and smote them with the edge of the sword, and the city was burnt with fire, there being no man at all who brought them any succor, because they dwelt far from Sidon, and had no society or business with any man. And the city was in the land of Rohab, and they rebuilt it and dwelt therein, calling the name of the city Dan after the name of their father, who was the son of Israel, which before was called Laius. And they set up to themselves the graven idol, and Jonathan the son of Gershom, the son of Moses, he and his sons were priests in the tribe of Dan until the day of their captivity. And the idol of Micus remained with them all the time that the house of God was in Silo. In those days there was no king in Israel. Chapter 19. A Levite bringing home his wife is lodged by an old man at Gabaa in the tribe of Benjamin. His wife is there abused by wicked men, and in the morning found dead. Her husband cutteth her body in pieces, and sendeth to every tribe of Israel, requiring them to revenge the wicked fact. There was a certain Levite who dwelt on the side of Mount Ephraim, who took a wife of Bethlehem Judah. And she left him and returned to her father's house in Bethlehem, and abode with him 4 months. And her husband followed her, willing to be reconciled with her, and to speak kindly to her, and to bring her back with him, having with him a servant and 2 asses. And she received him, and brought him into her father's house. And when his father-in-law had heard this, and had seen him, he met him with joy, and embraced the man. And the son-in-law tarried in the house of his father-in-law 3 days, eating with him and drinking familiarly. But on the 4th day, arising early in the morning, he desired to depart. But his father-in-law kept him, and said to him, Taste first a little bread, and strengthen thy stomach, and so thou shalt depart. And they sat down together, and ate and drank. And the father of the young woman said to his son-in-law, I beseech thee to stay here today, and let us make merry together. But he, rising up, began to be for departing. And nevertheless his father-in-law earnestly pressed him, and made him stay with him. But when morning was come, the Levite prepared to go on his journey. And his father-in-law said to him again, I beseech thee to take a little meat, and strengthening thyself till the day be farther advanced, afterwards thou mayest depart. And they ate together. And the young man arose to set forward with his wife and servant. And his father-in-law spoke to him again, Consider that the day is declining, and draweth toward evening. Tarry with me today also, and spend the day in mirth. And tomorrow thou shalt depart, that thou mayest go into thy house. His son-in-law would not consent to his words, but forthwith went forward and came over against Jebus, which by another name is called Jerusalem, leading with him two asses laden, and his concubine. And now they were come near Jebus, and the day was far spent. And the servant said to his master, Come, I beseech thee, let us turn into the city of the Jebusites, and lodge there. His master answered him, I will not go into the town of another nation, who are not of the children of Israel, but I will pass over to Gabae. And when I shall come thither, we will lodge there, or at least in the city of Ramah. So they passed by Jebus, and went on their journey, and the sun went down upon them when they were by Gabae, which is in the tribe of Benjamin, and they turned into it, to lodge there. And when they were come in, they sat in the street of the city, for no man would receive them to lodge. And behold, they saw an old man returning out of the field, and from his work in the evening, and he also was of Mount Ephraim, and dwelt as a stranger in Gabae. But the men of that country were the children of Jimini. And the old man, lifting up his eyes, saw the man sitting with his bundles in the street of the city, and said to him, Whence comest thou, and whither goest thou? He answered him, We came out from Bethlehem, Judah, and we are going to our home, which is on the side of Mount Ephraim, from whence we went to Bethlehem. And now we go to the house of God, and none will receive us under his roof. We have straw and hay for provender of the asses, and bread and wine for the use of myself and thy handmaid, and of the servant that is with me. We want nothing but lodging. And the old man answered him, Peace be with thee. I will furnish all things that are necessary. Only I beseech thee, stay not in the street. And he brought him into his house, and gave provender to his asses. And after they had washed their feet, he entertained them with a feast. While they were making merry, and refreshing their bodies with meat and drink after the labor of the journey, the men of that city, sons of Belial, that is, without yoke, came and beset the old man's house, and began to knock at the door, calling to the master of the house, and saying, Bring forth the man that came into thy house, that we may abuse him. And the old man went out to them and said, Do not so, my brethren, do not so wickedly, because this man has come into my lodging, and cease, I pray you, from this folly. I have a maiden daughter, and this man hath a concubine. I will bring them out to you, and you may humble them, and satisfy your lust. Only I beseech you, commit not this crime against nature on the man. They would not be satisfied with his words, which the man, seeing, brought out his concubine to them, and abandoned her to their wickedness. And when they had abused her all the night, they let her go in the morning. But the woman at the dawning of the day came to the door of the house where her lord lodged, and there fell down. And in the morning the man arose, and opened the door, that he might end the journey he had begun. And behold, his concubine lay before the door, with her hands spread on the threshold. He, thinking she was taking her rest, said to her, Arise, and let us be going. But as she made no answer, perceiving she was dead, he took her up, and laid her upon his ass, and returned to his house. And when he was come home, he took a sword, and divided the dead body of his wife with her bones into 12 parts, and sent the pieces into all the borders of Israel. And when every one had seen this, they all cried out, There was never such a thing done in Israel from the day that our fathers came up out of Egypt until this day. Give sentence, and decree in common what ought to be done. Chapter 20. The Israelites, warring against Benjamin, are twice defeated, but in the third battle the Benjamites are all slain, saving 600 men. Then all the children of Israel went out and gathered together as one man from Dan to Beersheba, with the land of Galaad to the Lord in Mizpah. And all the chiefs of the people and all the tribes of Israel met together in the assembly of the people of God, 400,000 footmen fit for war. Nor were the children of Benjamin ignorant that the children of Israel were come up to Mizpah. And the Levite, the husband of the woman that was killed, being asked how so great a wickedness had been committed, answered, I came into Gabaa of Benjamin with my wife, and there I lodged. And behold, the men of that city in the night beset the house wherein I was, intending to kill me and abuse my wife with an incredible fury of lust, so that at last she died. And I took her and cut her in pieces and sent the parts into all the borders of your possession, because there never was so heinous a crime and so great an abomination committed in Israel. You are all here, O children of Israel, determined what you ought to do. And all the people standing answered, as by the voice of one man, We will not return to our tents, neither shall any one of us go into his own house. But this we will do in common against Gabaa. We will take 10 men of 100 out of all the tribes of Israel, and 100 out of 1,000, and 1,000 out of 10,000, to bring victuals for the army, that we might fight against Gabaa of Benjamin, and render to it for its wickedness what it deserveth. And all Israel were gathered together against the city as one man, with one mind and one counsel. And they sent messengers to all the tribe of Benjamin to say to them, Why hath so great an abomination been found among you? Deliver up the men of Gabaa that have committed this heinous crime, that they may die, and the evil may be taken away out of Israel. But they would not hearken to the proposition of their brethren, the children of Israel. But out of all the cities which were of their lot, they gathered themselves together into Gabaa to aid them and to fight against the whole people of Israel. And there were found of Benjamin 25,000 men that drew the sword, besides the inhabitants of Gabaa, who were 700 most valiant men, fighting with the left hand as well as with the right, and slinging stones so sure that they could hit even a hair and not miss by the stones going on either side. Of the men of Israel also, beside the children of Benjamin, were found 400,000 that drew swords and were prepared to fight. And they arose and came to the house of God, that is, to Shiloh. And they consulted God and said, Who shall be in our army the first to go to the battle against the children of Benjamin? And the Lord answered them, Let Judah be your leader. And forthwith the children of Israel, rising in the morning, camped by Gabaa, and going out from thence to fight against Benjamin, began to assault the city. And the children of Benjamin, coming out of Gabaa, slew of the children of Israel that day 22,000 men. And Israel, trusting in their strength and their number, set their army in array in the same place where they had fought before. Yet so that they first went up and wept before the Lord until night, then consulted him and said, Shall I go out any more to fight against the children of Benjamin and my brethren or not? And he answered them, Go up against them and join battle. And when the children of Israel went out the next day to fight against the children of Benjamin, the children of Benjamin sallied forth out of the gates of Gabaa, and, meeting them, made so great a slaughter of them as to kill 18,000 men that drew the sword. Wherefore all the children of Israel came to the house of God, and sat and wept before the Lord. And they fasted that day till the evening, and offered to him holocausts and victims of peace offerings, and inquired of him concerning their state. At that time the ark of the covenant of the Lord was there. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, was over the house. So they consulted the Lord and said, Shall we go out any more to fight against the children of Benjamin, our brethren, or shall we cease? And the Lord said to them, Go up, for tomorrow I will deliver them into your hands. And the children of Israel set ambushes around about the city of Gabaa, and they drew up their army against Benjamin the third time, as they had done the first and second. And the children of Benjamin boldly issued out of the city, and seeing their enemies flee, pursued them a long way, so as to wound and kill some of them, as they had done the first and second day, whilst they fled by two highways, whereof one goeth up to Bethel, and the other to Gabaa, and they slew about 30 men, for they thought to cut them off, as they did before. But they artfully feigning a flight, designed to draw them away from the city, and by their seeming to flee to bring them to the highways aforesaid. Then all the children of Israel, rising up out of the places where they were, set their army in battle array in the place which is called Baal-Thamar. The ambushes also, which were about the city, began by little and little to come forth, and to march from the west side of the city. Another 10,000 men chosen out of all Israel attacked the inhabitants of the city. And the battle grew hot against the children of Benjamin, and they understood not that present death threatened them on every side. And the Lord defeated them before the children of Israel, and they slew of them in that day 25,100, all fighting men, and that drew the sword. But the children of Benjamin, when they saw themselves to be too weak, began to flee, which the children of Israel, seeing, gave them place to flee, that they might come to the ambushes that were prepared when they had set near the city. And they that were in ambush arose on a sudden out of their coverts, and whilst Benjamin turned their backs to the slayers, went into the city, and smote it with the edge of the sword. Now the children of Israel had given a sign to them, whom they had laid in ambushes, that after they had taken the city they should make a fire, that by the smoke rising on high they might show that the city was taken. And when the children of Israel saw this in the battle, for the children of Benjamin thought, they fled and pursued them vigorously, killing 30 men of their army, and perceived, as it were, a pillar of smoke rise up from the city. And Benjamin, looking back, saw that the city was taken, and that the flames ascended on high. They that before had made as if they fled, turning their faces, stood bravely against them, which the children of Benjamin, seeing, turned their backs, and began to go towards the way of the desert, the enemy pursuing them thither also. And they that fired the city came also out to meet them. And so it was that they were slain on both sides by the enemies, and there was no rest of their men dying. They fell and were beaten down on the east side of the city Gabaa. And they that were slain in the same place were 18,000 men, all most valiant soldiers. And when they that remained of Benjamin saw this, they fled into the wilderness, and made towards the rock that is called Rimmon. In that flight, also as they were straggling and going different ways, they slew of them 5,000 men. And as they went farther, they still pursued them, and slew also other 2,000. And so it came to pass that all that were slain of Benjamin in divers places were 25,000 fighting men, most valiant for war. And there remained of all the number of Benjamin only 600 men that were able to escape and flee to the wilderness. And they abode in the rock Rimmon 4 months. But the children of Israel, returning, put all the remains of the city to the sword, both men and beasts, and all the cities and villages of Benjamin were consumed with devouring flames. Chapter 21. The tribe of Benjamin is saved from being utterly extinct by providing wives for the 600 that remained. Now the children of Israel had also sworn in Mizpah, saying, None of us shall give of his daughters to the children of Benjamin to wife. And they all came to the house of God in Shiloh, and abiding before him till the evening, lifted up their voices, and began to lament and weep, saying, O Lord God of Israel, why is so great an evil come to pass in thy people, that this day one tribe should be taken away from among us? And rising early the next day, they built an altar. It offered their holocausts and victims of peace. And they said, Who is there among all the tribes of Israel that came not up with the army of the Lord? For they had bound themselves with a great oath, when they were in Mizpah, that whosoever were wanting should be slain. And the children of Israel, being moved with repentance for their brother Benjamin, began to say, One tribe is taken away from Israel. Whence shall they take wives? For we have all in general sworn not to give our daughters to them. Therefore they said, Who is there of all the tribes of Israel that came not up to the Lord to Mizpah? And behold, the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead were found not to have been in that army. At that time also, when they were in Shiloh, no one of them was found there. So they sent 10,000 of the most valiant men, and commanded them, saying, Go and put the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead to the sword with their wives and their children. And this is what you shall observe. Every male and all women that have known men you shall kill, but the virgins you shall save. And there were found of Jabesh-Gilead 400 virgins that had not known the bed of a man. And they brought them to the camp in Shiloh, into the land of Canaan. And they sent messengers to the children of Benjamin that were in the rock Rimmon, and commanded them to receive them in peace. And the children of Benjamin came at that time, and wives were given them of the daughters of Jabesh-Gilead, but they found no others whom they might give in like manner. And all Israel was very sorry, and repented for the destroying of one tribe out of Israel. And the ancients said, What shall we do with the rest that have not received wives? For all the women in Benjamin are dead, and we must use all care and provide with great diligence that one tribe be not destroyed out of Israel. For as to our own daughters, we cannot give them, being bound with an oath and a curse, whereby we said, Cursed be he that shall give Benjamin any of his daughters to wife. So they took counsel and said, Behold, there is a yearly solemnity of the Lord in Shiloh, which is situate on the north of the city of Bethel, and on the east side of the way that goeth from Bethel to Sichem, and on the south of the town of Libona. And they commanded the children of Benjamin, and said, Go and lie hid in the vineyards. And when you shall see the daughters of Shiloh come out, as the custom is to dance, come ye on a sudden out of the vineyards, and catch you every man his wife among them, and go into the land of Benjamin. And when their fathers and their brethren shall come, and shall begin to complain against you, and to chide, we will say to them, Have pity on them, for they took them not away, as by the right of war or conquest. But when they asked to have them, you gave them not, and the fault was committed on your part. And the children of Benjamin did as they had been commanded. And according to their number, they carried off for themselves every man his wife of them that were dancing. And they went into their possession, and built up their cities, and dwelt in them. The children of Israel also returned by their tribes and families to their dwellings. In those days there was no king in Israel, but every one did that which seemed right to himself. Thus ends the book of Judges. The Book of Ruth, Chapter 1. Elimelech of Bethlehem, going with his wife Noemi, and two sons into the land of Moab, dieth there. His sons marry wives of that country, and die without issue. Noemi returneth home with her daughter-in-law Ruth, who refuseth to part with her. In the days of one of the judges, when the judges ruled, there came a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the land of Moab with his wife and his two sons. He was named Elimelech, and his wife Noemi, and his two sons, the one Mahlon, and the other Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And entering into the country of Moab, they abode there. And Elimelech, the husband of Noemi, died, and she remained with her sons. And they took wives of the women of Moab, of which one was called Orpah, and the other Ruth. And they dwelt there 10 years. And they both died, to wit, Mahlon and Chilion. And the woman was left alone, having lost both her sons and her husband. And she arose to go from the land of Moab to her own country, with both her daughters-in-law. For she had heard that the Lord had looked upon his people, and had given them food. Wherefore she went forth out of the place of her sojournment, with both her daughters-in-law. And being now in the way to return into the land of Judah, she said to them, Go ye home to your mothers. The Lord deal mercifully with you, as you have dealt with the dead and with me. May he grant you to find rest in the houses of the husbands which you shall take. And she kissed them. And they lifted up their voice, and began to weep, and to say, We will go on with thee to thy people. But she answered them, Return, my daughters, why come ye with me? Have I any more sons in my womb, that you may hope for husbands of me? Return again, my daughters, and go your ways. For I am now spent with age, and not fit for wedlock, although I might conceive this night and bear children. If you would wait till they were grown up, and come to man's estate, you would be old before you marry. Do not so, my daughters, I beseech you, for I am grieved the more for your distress, and the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice, and began to weep again. Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, and returned. Ruth stuck close to her mother-in-law. And Noemi said to her, Behold, thy kinswoman is returned to her people, and to her gods. Go thou with her. She answered, Be not against me, to desire that I should leave thee and depart. For whithersoever thou shalt go, I will go, and where thou shalt dwell, I also will dwell. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. The land that shall receive thy dying, in the same will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so and so to me, and add more also, if aught but death part me and thee. Then Noemi, seeing that Ruth was steadfastly determined to go with her, would not be against it, nor persuade her any more to return to her friends. So they went together and came to Bethlehem. And when they were come into the city, the report was quickly spread among all. And the women said, "This is that Noemi." But she said to them, "Call me not Noemi, that is beautiful, but call me Mara, that is bitter. For the Almighty hath quite filled me with bitterness. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me back empty. Why then do you call me Noemi, whom the Lord hath humbled, and the Almighty hath afflicted?" So Noemi came with Ruth, the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, from the land of her sojournment, and returned into Bethlehem in the beginning of the barley harvest. Chapter 2. Ruth gleaneth in the field of Booz, who showeth her favor. Now her husband Elimelech had a kinsman, a powerful man, and very rich, whose name was Booz. And Ruth the Moabitess said to her mother-in-law, "If thou wilt, I will go into the field and glean the ears of corn that escape the hands of the reapers, wheresoever I shall find grace with a householder that will be favorable to me." And she answered her, "Go, my daughter." She went therefore and gleaned the ears of corn after the reapers. And it happened that the owner of that field was Booz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. And behold, he came out of Bethlehem and said to the reapers, "The Lord be with you." And they answered him, "The Lord bless thee." And Booz said to the young man that was set over the reapers, "Whose maid is this?" And he answered him, "This is the Moabitess who came with Noemi from the land of Moab. And she desired leave to glean the ears of corn that remain, following the steps of the reapers. And she hath been in the field from morning till now, and hath not gone home for one moment." And Booz said to Ruth, "Hear me, daughter, do not go to glean in any other field, and do not depart from this place, but keep with my maids, and follow where they reap. For I have charged my young men not to molest thee, and if thou art thirsty, go to the vessels, and drink of the waters whereof the servants drink." She fell on her face, and worshipping upon the ground, said to him, "Whence cometh this to me, that I should find grace before thy eyes, and that thou shouldst vouchsafe to take notice of me, a woman of another country?" And he answered her, "All hath been told me that thou hast done to thy mother-in-law after the death of thy husband, and how thou hast left thy parents, and the land wherein thou wast born, and art come to a people which thou knewest not heretofore. The Lord render unto thee for thy work, and mayest thou receive a full reward of the Lord the God of Israel, to whom thou art come, and under whose wings thou art fled." And she said, "I have found grace in thy eyes, my lord, who hast comforted me, and hast spoken to the heart of thy handmaid, who am not like to one of thy maids." And Booz said to her, "At mealtime come thou hither, and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar." So she sat at the side of the reapers, and she heaped to herself frumenty, and ate and was filled, and took the leavings. And she arose from thence to glean the ears of corn as before. And Booz commanded his servants, saying, "If she would even reap with you, hinder her not, and let fall some of your handfuls of purpose, and leave them, that she may gather them without shame, and let no man rebuke her when she gathereth them." She gleaned therefore in the field till evening, and beating out with a rod and threshing what she had gleaned, she found about the measure of an ephah of barley, that is, 3 bushels, which she took up and returned into the city, and showed it to her mother-in-law. Moreover, she brought out and gave her of the remains of her meat, wherewith she had been filled. And her mother-in-law said to her, "Where hast thou gleaned today, and where hast thou wrought? Blessed be he that hath had pity on thee." And she told her with whom she had wrought. And she told the man's name, that he was called Booz. And Noemi answered her, "Blessed be he of the Lord, because the same kindness which he showed to the living, he hath kept also to the dead." And again she said, "The man is our kinsman." And Ruth said, "He also charged me that I should keep close to his reapers till all the corn should be reaped." And her mother-in-law said to her, "It is better for thee, my daughter, to go out to reap with his maids, lest in another man's field someone may resist thee." So she kept close to the maids of Booz, and continued to glean with them, till all the barley and the wheat were laid up in the barns. Chapter 3. Ruth, instructed by her mother-in-law, lieth at Booz's feet, claiming him for her husband by the law of affinity. She receiveth a good answer, and 6 measures of barley. After she was returned to her mother-in-law, Noemi said to her, My daughter, I will seek rest for thee, and will provide that it may be well with thee. This Booz, with whose maids thou wast joined in the field, is our near kinsman, and behold, this night he winnoweth barley in the threshing floor. Wash thyself, therefore, and anoint thee, and put on thy best garments, and go down to the barn floor, but let not the man see thee till he shall have done eating and drinking. And when he shall go to sleep, mark the place wherein he sleepeth, and thou shalt go in, and lift up the clothes wherewith he is covered towards his feet, and shalt lay thyself down there, and he will tell thee what thou must do. She answered, Whatsoever thou shalt command, I will do. And she went down to the barn floor, and did all that her mother-in-law had bid her. And when Booz had eaten, and drunk, and was merry, he went to sleep by the heap of sheaves, and she came softly, and uncovering his feet, laid herself down. And behold, when it was now midnight, the man was afraid and troubled, and he saw a woman lying at his feet, and he said to her, Who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thy handmaid. Spread thy coverlet over thy servant, for thou art a near kinsman. And he said, Blessed art thou of the Lord, my daughter, and thy latter kindness has surpassed the former, because thou hast not followed young men, either poor or rich. Fear not, therefore, but whatsoever thou shalt say to me, I will do to thee. For all the people that dwell within the gates of my city know that thou art a virtuous woman. Neither do I deny myself to be near of kin, but there is another nearer than I. Rest thou this night, and when morning is come, if he will take thee by the right of kindred, all is well. But if he will not, I will undoubtedly take thee, as the Lord liveth. Sleep till the morning. So she slept at his feet till the night was going off, and she arose before men could know one another. And Booz said, Beware lest any man know that thou camest hither. And again he said, Spread thy mantle wherewith thou art covered, and hold it with both hands. And when she spread it and held it, he measured 6 measures of barley, and laid it upon her. And she carried it, and went into the city, and came to her mother-in-law, who said to her, What hast thou done, daughter? And she told her all that the man had done to her. And she said, Behold, he hath given me 6 measures of barley. For he said, I will not have thee return empty to thy mother-in-law. And Noemi said, Wait, my daughter, till we see what end the thing will have. For the man will not rest until he have accomplished what he hath said. End of side 2, please.